Go ahead and open your Bible with us to First Timothy chapter two, and we started out talking about the prayer life of the believer. And I want to iterate some things and reiterate them. And in the area of prayer and the word, listen to this. In praying, with your understanding. Because when you pray with your spirit prays, but your understanding is unfruitful. But in praying with your understanding, you have to become, once you become scripturally sound, word-oriented, and not moved by emotions and what you heard in the past. one of the things you hear people say all the time, and I want to just make a couple of, because it's to help you to stay in faith. You can hear it out of people that go to church, that attend churches all the time. God's in control. Don't you hear that all the time? God's in control. Oh, really? Why don't he make you pay your tithe? Why don't he make you get to Sunday school on time? Yo, we need to quit joking around. God's in control. And another statement, we think that we're in faith and all it is, anybody can say that God is able. That ain't helping nothing. Everybody know God is able. But what you got to do, get that word and you know he's willing. Okay. And get rid of that unbelief. That's a cop-out. You need to know he's willing to do it for you. Without a shadow of a doubt. That's how Abraham received what God had for him, even though he knew his body was dead, Sarah's womb was dead. He knew God was willing to do what he promised him. That's why he entered into a covenant. And he wasn't moved by none of those things. But if he got off of that and said, well, you know, I'm 99, Sarah's 90. I'm approaching 100. I just don't know. God, can you do? He wouldn't have never received anything from God. We got to settle that. If God said it's true. And one of the things I'm finding out in my own personal life, in some areas, if you want something from God, you're going to stay with that word till that word become real to you. Just quoting the scriptures, time or two. And when a little problem shows up, you quote a few scriptures. You got to get that word inside of you where that word become what you say about it. Did y'all hear what I said? That word come, that what God have said, that word become what you say about that. Now, I tell you, you ain't going to move me out of my house tonight and sleep in my bed. That's what I said about that. Okay. Now, you try to change that. What I'm doing, I'm making a point. When you tell the devil, I say I walk in divine help. I say I'm strong. I say my knees are met. That's what I say. Well, because it had become my saying. God said it. Now it had become my saying. You getting it? Are you getting it? Praise God. Instead of just, how can I say it, just halfway wish-washing at it, you got to become sound. Because when the trouble shows up, that's why it's showing up, trying to make you back off. That's what. That's just because trouble showed up, it didn't change God. So why should we change? Amen. Why should we get embarrassed? I didn't start preaching good before I got my lesson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And here's what the Lord want me to do tonight. And I'm going to be reading from, I should have told you to bring it. I didn't think to tell you. I'm not going to read the whole book, but I think this session, maybe I may have to go another session. But here's what the Lord told me to do tonight. And what it is, most people pray. I said, let me change that. People who praise, some of them not confident in their prayer life. And because most time when you know, and if, I know I haven't done the best job, and I'm not trying to. All I'm trying to do is clarify some things. And when you don't have a good understanding of how to cooperate with God in prayer, then the devil can cheat you and cower you down and make things, when things seem, other words, he will bring things that will offend you and make you back off from prayer. But tonight, what I want to show you, it is so important that you learn for yourself. You're not praying just to please me. You're not on that line just to have a bunch of numbers. When you understand what you're doing and how pleased God is over your feeling telling you, I feel so bad. Shut up, feeling. I'm doing what God said. What did he say? What did Jesus say? Men out. To always to pray and not faint. Turn coward and quit. I didn't say that. You notice what he didn't say? Men ought to always to pray until they feel bad or somebody offend them or something go wrong. He didn't say that, did he? He just flat out said, men ought, which is talking about mankind, his body, ought to do what? Always pray and not turn coward. And see, once we find out, see, I had to learn this myself, because in some areas I was coward. When you start treading out into the unknown, the uncertain, you want to do this. But thank God we got the great teacher. Hallelujah. We got the great teacher, the great leader, precious to us, Holy Spirit. While you are shaking in your boots, he'll study your shaking, says, take another step. Won't he do it?